One of the headliners of this year's Wine Machine here in Canberra, Vera Blue. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, very well, thanks.
So happy to be talking to you this morning ahead of this Saturday massive appearance at Wine Machine. How much fun is this kind of tour around the country?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. I haven't played the Wine Machine tour yet, so this is a new one for us. And it's just going to be heaps of fun. There's going to be lots of dancing and singing, and everyone's there to have a really good time. So I'm pumped to see all my friends as well. So,
as a festival goer, I would much rather you be on later, because then it's like, oh, it's a bit darker, the show will look great. You, as a performer, would you much rather be on earlier so you can just enjoy the rest of the festival?
I think as an artist, it's good to perform a little bit later because you get the most out of like the lighting, but I really love performing at sunset because it get the best of both worlds to go on and you can see everyone and the sun is still shining a little bit, and then halfway through the set the sun's gone down and it's just a whole other vibe.
Just have that in your rider. I refuse to perform unless the sun's setting.
It's
which
golden
makes it
hour.
Very difficult.
It's always a golden hour set time. That's what's got
to
happen.
I need to update my rider. There's a few things I want to add on there. I don't know why, but I'm fully into the Pedro Pascal kind of like obsession at the moment. Do you guys know who he is?
Yes. he's my adopted father at this point. So
he is daddy. Honestly, he's the ultimate daddy. And now I think I want to have, I might have to call him up and be like, I think I want to have a picture framed of Pedro in my green room, because I just feel like it'll just get me like really excited for the show. I'll feel like, you know.
Or do you feel like, and this is actually, do you feel like there's maybe the potential that you'll be too nervous? You maybe think Pedro's in the audience. Like it might be a little bit pressure.
No way. I think it's like that, you know, fatherly figure.
Yes.
The calm energy. It's funny that the interesting things people do on their riders, like some people have like only green Skittles or like things like that, which I don't like green Skittles, but I'll eat them. But only green Skittles is a bit nuts.
Do you have anything that you've openly gone, that's kind of obnoxious, but I just want to see if people will do it?
Yeah, sure.
This current idea that I have.
Good point. And I honestly think you're showing an incredible amount of self-restraint just asking for a photo and not actually Pedro Pascal needs to be backstage feeding you green Skittles or whatever. Vera, I want to ask you a question that I've not really had the chance to sort of kind of ask nearly anyone we've ever interviewed. There is maybe another radio station that exists on a national scale that is not us, that I'm sure you're not even vaguely aware of.
You've been nominated for their awards before.
Let's say this radio station did exist and they had an annual countdown every year of 100 songs that were of varying degree of heat. How does your day look when you know that that's probably coming? Like, you've probably seen people voting, rushing back has come up a bunch. Do you, like, prep yourself sort of like you're waiting for a job interview by the phone? Are you, like, sitting there all day going, like, oh, here we go?
You know, it's funny. I look back on that day and I honestly, both Harley and I had no idea. I don't know why we weren't, like, I think we just kind of, we paid attention to all the voting and stuff, but you just never know what's going to happen on that day.
Yeah.
So for us, it was just one of the most exciting things ever. And by the time it was up to, you know, the top five, I was well and truly had enough champagne to, you know,
go to bed.
And all the people surrounding me. But it was just like the wildest thing. And it's awesome to have my music be, you know, adored throughout Australia. It means so much, and it's why we do it. We just love that people connect to music.
Well, Vera, to wrap this up, you've given us so much time and we really, really appreciate it. But you said that you're in the studio right now working on music.
Yes.
Can Josh and I give you a sound right now? We'll make a collective sound. And
please,
you don't have to say yes or no, but we'll never know whether or not we were in a Vera Blue song or not. I don't want you to confirm or deny, but in my mind I'll go...
Maybe we were
buried in the background, like a little beep or boop. Okay, great.
On the 87th, multi-track, there's just a very faint of this.
We're going to do a succinct sound. We're going to give you a sample. You can choose to use it or not. All right, ready?
Wait, okay, I love it.
This is just a bit of brainstorming between Josh and I, Vera.
Something like a whale noise.
Like a whoo.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Why don't you do that and I'll go like a boop, boop.
Okay, cool.
Okay, ready? Okay, here we go. Okay, we've brainstormed enough. Vera, this is just for you, okay? Here's your audio.
Okay, very good.
I think that was very quiet.
No, you are so overwhelmingly kind to laugh at that, Vera.
I can 100% use that. You know what I could do? I could like I could put an effect on it. I could tune it down to make it real bassy. I could tune it up for it to have that really high-pitched sound. You can do all kinds of cool stuff.
And like, I could also make it quiet enough that only whales would be able to hear it. So that might also be the way to go. Just bury it somewhere.
Yeah. Well, look forward to seeing us on the upcoming Vera Blue album. Maybe.
Vera, thank you so much for your time this morning. We cannot wait to see you at Wine Machine here in the nation's capital this Saturday. It's going to be such an awesome day, and we can't wait to see you say goodnight to the sun. You're going to set the sun to sleep this Saturday night. It's going to be fantastic.
I will. Thank you so much, guys, for having me, and I'll see you there.